that people remember the 3rd of March as a Sunday where God did a miracle of unstopping in their lives. As the cap was lifted off the well, new vision came flooding out. Dreams that had long grown tired and old began to resurface. Passions that have been misdirected and caught up in the cares and worries of this life suddenly are reignited. A vision for God's great harvest, for His purposes on earth, are rekindled in this place today. Thank you, Lord, there's more potential in this meeting place this morning than could ever be used up in eternity. It'll take eternity to use up the potential present in this building here this morning. And this city, this country, this continent we're living on right now doesn't want you to go to the grave with all that still in your well. It's got to come out. It's got to come out. Don't let this generation be robbed of what's inside of you. Do not go to the grave with such a rich treasure because you settled for lesser things. Because you settled for lesser things. But as the well is unblocked in this day and in this time, there is a fresh release of vision, a fresh release of passion and giftedness, a fresh release of favor in your business, favor on your business. The least of you will be 1,000. The least of you will be able to look after 1,000. The least of you will be able to employ 1,000. The least of you will be able to lead 1,000. The least. But we're not talking about the least, yeah. He said, I'm going to make you great in my kingdom. For those who are alive in this day are going to experience the greatest harvest of the world as the angelic realms are right now flooding out to the far east, west, north, south. And we are alive in such a time as this. In such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, just to say, I'm expectant for something fresh and something miraculous. As you know, thank you, you can take your seats. As you know, this morning we are having our Mission Outreach Focus Sunday. And it's very apt for such a Sunday that we started off with such a high declaration of praise and freedom. And I felt like that prophetic word about the wells wasn't just for your own little personal life on a Sunday when you're singing. I'll say that again. That well that was prophesied open in your life is a lot bigger than what you imagine right now. It's not just about being able to sing louder or dance more or jump higher on a Sunday at a church service. This well is going to open up in your life. This coming week, you're going to have new vision in your business. You're going to have new vision for this church. You're going to have new vision in your family and for your children. There's dreams that are in you that are going to have been dusted off. And you're going to go, where did that come from? I'm telling you, this week, you're going to see God confirming this word with signs following in your life. Amen. So I think it's very apt that this is our Mission Outreach Sunday. In a moment, I'm going to invite some people up who are going to be sharing a little bit about what we as a church are partnering in and with. But before we do that, I'd like to take your money. No, those taking up the offering, if you could please come up, and we're going to take up our offering. The end of a new month, and as we bring our first fruits, as we come joyfully, as joyful givers, as those who are very, very generous because of what the gospel has done and what the gospel is doing, and in order to partner with what the gospel is going to accomplish. Amen. So let's all declare together. Father, thank you for your provision in my life. Thank you that you're not stingy, and I've got your nature. I'm a cheerful giver, and this gospel, I'm a partner. Through my prayer, through my time, through my giving. Amen. Amen. Thank you. As we do that, you will have received the notices as you came in. If you didn't, they will be there. As you came in, did you notice the kitchen pantry? What do they call it? God's pantry. Okay. That is there for your benefit. Because like me and many of us, we get to church on a Sunday knowing we must bring some foodstuffs or some non-perishable items for the giving alms collection. What was the last name we called it? Share your bread. That after loaves and fishes. Which is after care. Okay, share your bread. And because we forget, we thought, let's make it convenient. And there are a whole bunch of items there, all sold for 10 rand. Your 10 rand will be taken to buy more foodstuffs, which you can buy back next week. And these foodstuffs that you buy will be put in boxes, distributed. And this is only going to happen once a month, I hear. Okay, so we're going to make it the first Sunday after payday. That's a good Sunday. The Bible says, remember the poor. For some people, just to get a box of groceries is the difference between hunger and not hunger. So thanks to the life group that's put that together and had the vision for that, and we are 100% behind it. Also to mention, this coming Saturday, all the life group leaders, we get together for breakfast, and it's our first kind of one in the new season of the life group, so please make every effort to be there or to be represented. And I think that's about it for the notices. My wife always says to me, get someone else to do the notices. You're a better preacher than a notice giver. Let someone enthusiastic give the notices. Oh, well, I hope that was enthusiastic enough for you. Okay. So, I really don't want an applause. No, I couldn't. So, where do we go from here? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, instead of me welcoming our guests here this morning, I'm gonna ask Bill to come up first, and he's gonna introduce someone very special to us, someone that we've traveled into India with, and over the years, as you know, we've had some partnership in India. He's a very dear brother, very Indian brother, and he's had us in fits of laughter so often. I mean, he remember the story he told us, we were over preaching in Ludhiana, northern India, and he came up with the parable, but in the Indian dialect, hey, these two brothers, hey, they tune their pa, hey, what kind? He said, we're going to vie now. Hey, I'm not going to live on this farm. He said, I'm going to vie. So the one booty, he vies that side, the other one, he parks off by his topi's posy. I mean, hey, this brother, he pulls in, he tunes his pa, hey. Remember that? Hey, we had a good laugh, man. Sitting on that train, 6-8 hours up into the north. Second class. I'm going to give too many stories now. So Bill, here. Yeah.
I'll do the whole presentation. Guys, can you stick up that slide? Thank you. Morning, everybody. One of the things that Oswald Smith said from Canada, that the mission of the church is missions. We are not here to sit on our blessed assurance. You've heard me say that many a day. But we got to go out. And I just heard about wells, and the Lord is uncapping wells. The time now is the time for us to go out. And we need to equip ourselves. And God is busy equipping us and taking us into places we never ever guessed of before. Those are the places where I'm presently involved. We have people that I've made connections with, and I'm going to share those connections with you in a second. But yesterday, I was on my throne, and I was reading, and the first scripture I read is the next scripture that's coming up. And when I read it, and I looked at what we're going to speak about this morning, I really believe that it's one to take hold of, and one to consider, if you can stick the scripture on. And this is out the Message Bible, and I really believe it puts into focus why we're here this morning. It says, then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages, and that's what we're going to do. He taught in their meeting places, reported kingdom news, and heal their diseased bodies, like has happened already this morning. Heal their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowd, his heart broke. Guys, when Daddy looks over the world right now, over Africa right now, I really believe his heart is broken by what he sees. He can see it, and his love and his mercy and compassion, he's going to use it to flow through you to touch the nations. And he says, his heart, so confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. And we're going to be shepherds as we go out there. The worlds are going to open. What a huge harvest. Guys, and your doorstep, as you go out that door, the harvest is waiting for you. It is right here on your doorstep. And God is putting people across your path. He said to the disciples, how few workers on your knees and pray for harvest hands. And that's what I believe the prophetic word did this morning. It stirred up the harvest that is here to go out. Not the harvest, the workers that are here to go out this morning. And just prepare your heart for action. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask Dad to show you. Ask Dad to put that into your heart. That thing that you need to be, you feel that God is calling you to do. And you know, the next slide, can that come up? And the guys that are asked to come out quickly, if you can just come out as well. Here are the contacts that are made, and I've asked Ellie and I've asked Dr. Henry to come out here because they're from Kenya and they are sitting in our midst. You might not even know them, but they're sitting in our midst here. These guys have opened the way into Kenya. Dr. Henry opened the way into the Africa Inland Church, which is one of the largest denominations in Kenya, where we have access, and even into Ravine Bible College and places like that. And then with Ellie, he opened the door into John, Pastor John and his wife and Pastor George and a few other people. In July, we're going to be in Nairobi again, going to Pastor Nathan's place. In August, September, October, we're going back to Kenya to do that as well. And in July, I'm also going off to Pastor Weston at Dar es Salaam, and it is Pastor Mutu who opened the way there. Now, why am I saying this? There are contacts here. There are people here that have friends out in the world. Don't sit. Remember, God has put those people across your path. We talk about divine meetings and divine appointments. God has already done it. Open your eyes and see and look around what God has done. And let those wells start welling up now. And let the Holy Spirit start stirring those things up that need to be stirred up in your heart. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. So without any further ado, I asked my friend, my very dear friend, just to give you, while he comes up, to tell you where we first met. He was part of the Bible school I ran in Richards Bay 15, 20 years ago. Times, you know, when you get as young as me, you can't get the times right anymore. But he came and he was in the class. And after every class, he and his wife stood in front of me and said, God has called me to go to India. And I said, but if God has called you, pack up your bags and go. But he didn't leave it there, and he was at me. Bill, come and help. Bill, come and help. Bill, come and help. A divine appointment. Now, with Henry, a divine appointment. With Ellie, a divine appointment. with guys up in Zululand, divine appointments. They're all the way around, guys. God has prepared the way already. The wells need to start flowing through you into those friends and find a man or a woman of peace and enter into what God is putting into your heart. The prophetic has prepared you this morning to receive this and to go with it. Come, Mutu, come up here. He will let him speak before I carry on. I've got to get out the way here. But anyway, my good friend.
Pastor Steve, we don't talk that language in India. We talk in Chatsworth. They won't understand that. I think we're talking in tongues. Good morning, HCC. I believe you are the highway for nations around the world. And when I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, the wells are opening. Why are you sitting? And we believe God is going to do great things with you. This is a great church, amen? And I'm glad to be here. It's got a heart for the world. And nations are waiting for you to come in and open up the wells. And I believe God is going to do great things in the days to come. And today I pray that the well of missions will be opened in you for Punjab. Amen? Amen. So you can just partner with what you are seeing. And I got hundreds of pictures in this 4 months mission journey to Punjab. But these all talk stories. They got great stories to tell you. And God is doing just great things. I don't know if I have to do what was said to me to do. My contacts, you can get me, and I leave myself open. Anyone, please, we can't share. I'm asking God, turn 10 minutes into 10 hours in the people that you're going to minister this morning. Amen? Amen. For missions in Punjab. And God is doing great things in spite of all that is happening, but God is a mission. He's a mission in you. And we believe God is doing really great things. And I just want to share a little bit things that are happening as a vision. We're just transitioning. We're coming from the network system, just networking with pastors, into planting churches. Physically, we want to see churches planted. And from that church, we got three things that we want to see. Not to look outside, but to look inside. To bring maturity and purity and a healthy church that can have a spirit of Christ's mission in the church that will do missions. From there, we believe that is happening. Just speaking about it, it's turning my leaders, younger leaders, into something to happen there in Punjab. So this mission journey, I started to work along the border belt of Pakistan and Punjab. So I spent a lot of time in that belt to see what God is doing. But I realized that I would do some research and doing that and staying with the people in that area. But one thing I realized that the revivalists who came to India, like Sadhu Sundar Singh and Bhagat Singh and John Hyde and all these people, have already sowed seed into that well. They have done great things. These are great men. And we want to stand up and say, now we want to open up those words, those wells, to see that Punjab is reached for Jesus. And we are doing a tremendous, we are used by God, by His grace, we can open up the doors. So this 4 months was my time to search and see what was the importance spiritually to start local churches. We want to see mega churches in the big three mega cities, and then we want to work towards the leaders that we have. We went and selected 30 leaders who had 250 to 300 believers in that. Not a church, but they had churches all over. But we want to bring them into a church and start maturing them to reach out to that area where they are, that location. So that is our target. That's what we are chasing after. But God is just doing great things. And I can't share much with you, but I'm open. You want to invite me, you want to talk to me, you want to share with me. I got a lot to share with you. A lot of testimonies and what God has been doing and what God is doing. And I have an open door for you for Punjab. Just come. There's much to be done. There's a lot of work to be done. But we are seeing that the leaders that we have, now we can bring maturity. At the same time, we saw that we have problem because they come from different denomination and organization. But now we are starting to build up the sons now to start churches, and they will carry the vision to see the work complete in Punjab. We're looking at Punjab, which is about 38 million people, and I don't believe God gave us 30 people and 300 people. He gave us 338 million people to be reached for Jesus. That's our harvest field, and we are not failing. And we believe that's what God is going to do with us. We want 38 million people know Jesus and lifting up their hand and worshiping. There's great things happening. You know, it really humbles me from what God has been just doing in this 3 months. Just to take his heart to the people and share with them. Miracles. People's lives have been changed. People's hearts have been changed. Young children are running to say, we want to serve. We want to save our lives. We want to change our lives. We want to live for Jesus. So most of my time, I'm sharing my testimony. I've got a big testimony to share. So I share with my testimony to the people, and people are giving their heart to the Lord. Much has been done. I can't share all that in 10 minutes, but I'm open to you. Call me, let's talk about it. Amen? And God is a great God. Amen? He's not a God just for Richard Salmon for highway. He's a God for this world and the nation around.
Amen.
You know, what makes it such a credible work they're doing up there is the 15, 20 years of relationship that Bill's had with them, and the trips that Bill has taken into the Punjab with you, and the years of working together. You know, when Hudson Taylor stood up at the, it was a chapel, an Anglican chapel in London, and he said he felt called to go to India, to China, and to start the Inland China Ministry. All the church leaders said, yeah, but why do you want to go all the way there when there's still people to save here? And he said, well, if you look around, you'll see there's a church on every street and every suburb. But where I go, there are no churches. And the roads don't have names. It's people who've just never heard the name Jesus. And some of those areas where Muti works into, even though there was a Christian influence in the 1700s, thank God for that. There's still areas where people have never heard the name of Jesus or know what it means to be a Christian. So we really rejoice in your testimony, but can we pray for you? Can we as a church, just while you shared, and maybe Bill, just Mutu Dave, don't you want to just come stand with him, James? Lord, we just thank you for this man. We thank you for the price that they paid for their conviction. That they didn't just say, here I am, send Bill. But they said, here we are, send us. And Lord, there's been a price to pay for that. It's not glamorous. There's many things that have happened behind the scenes that no one will ever know about, but you know about, Lord. And we thank you for them. We just pray for an onward opening of the gospel over their lives and into these regions where they work. And for a partnership that would be forged in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thanks, Mutu. We appreciate you, bud. Terry.
Whoa, my Zambian evangelist nose pickers nearly got hooked on the rostrum. Morning, guys. Really exciting day today, I think. It's an awesome day. And I just really trust as well, as Steve said, for, yeah, God is doing something special today. What I'd like to do is, if you look at the back of your notices, you'll see there's a whole list of stuff there. And simply what that is just outreach opportunities that are available through the year. These are not fixed dates, they're tentative dates, we can move them around, but just to give you an idea of what you can do, and this is all in KZN, it's very, very doable stuff. You can leave on a Saturday morning, come back on a Sunday afternoon, don't have to worry about taking leave and all that kind of stuff. But really what we want to do now is, we've taken time, and you know, I just want to thank Andrew so much. I mean, Andrew spent a lot of time putting a whole lot of clips together of the Northern KZN churches. We went up there last weekend and met all the pastors. And then we've had one or two guys from Southern KZN. And we want to show these clips. And just as they're rolling, we trust God that He's going to show you something. He's going to speak to you. He's going to give you a heart for one of these pastors, for this area, for one of the churches. God's going to lay stuff on our hearts. So, yeah. So, Graham, if you can just start rolling with the Northern KZN clip. And then after that, we're going to do Southern KZN. And then after that, we've got some friends here, which I'll introduce later to you. Good morning, Highway Church. Just wanted to introduce you to my long-standing friends here. I kind of met about 11 years ago with Kia. This over here is Sam Gometti, Ezram, and this is Klaas,
yes,
and Bethwell. And yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and these guys are all from an area, northern KZN, called Emanguzi, and Cozy Bay area on the Swazi kind of Mozambique border. And yeah, they're an amazing group of guys to work with. They're personal friends, and yeah, most of them have been down to listen to Rob and enjoy the grace message, and they've been to Highway Church. And yeah, they're going to tell you a little bit about themselves in the next few minutes on the video clips. Personally, they're going to introduce themselves and chat about what God's doing in their churches. Amen.
Amazing. I am Ezram Dumisani Bonambi. I like the Dumisani word. It's a Zulu name meaning praise. I'm a person who praises the Lord in season and out of season.
My name is Klaas Manzini, and I'm a pastor at Itengani Evangelical Church.
Yeah, I am Tandeni's Bethwell, and called Pastor Mtembu. I'm just running the ministry called Living Hope Bible Church.
Said I'm Sam Gometti, leading the church at Wamason.
So evangelism, it's my passion. Church planting, it's my passion. And when we speak of raising up of leaders, training leaders, it's one of the things that I would say it's outstanding for me on these days.
We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We are seeing God's hand, and yeah, His help, His glory is hovering around. We can really testify that He is in our midst, and He's doing pretty good things for us.
We have now opened a charity program known as Tengani Charity Program, and that is a wing which deals with the poor people, which deals with those children who are heading the families, which deals with the people who are affected and infected by HIV and AIDS.
A lot of change in changing families into becoming educated family, and that one fund is just basic for anything, for spiritual development, for economic development, and even for social, maybe just cohesion.
Yeah, I can say God is helping the lives of people, because since we have started, we were very, very few, but now what we are seeing, where people are being delivered from being possessed by evil spirits. You see, when we are preaching the gospel, people receive Christ. So we can see that they are being delivered by receiving God's grace. Yeah, that's what we see. Basically, we see God's doing, helping people, especially the young people. Because, you know, in most cases, they are the ones which the devil is targeted. And you set them free, once they are free indeed, then, yeah, we have hope. We have hope. So that's what we see basically God is doing, helping them.
But if one can ask me one question, what is it that I want to see happening on these days around me, I would say raising up of the leaders.
So my challenge at the moment, one, is in terms of leadership, training our leadership to grow in leadership, and secondly, to be resourced by, it can be a material, or it can be anything that will make us be able to reach the poor so that they can eat.
To see our children, not only maybe just to be saved, but to be saved and see the impact, I mean practical impact in their lives.
We are just new in that place. We have got a lot we need. The first side is a spiritual side. Okay, we know we are preaching, but you know when you are in a place for every Sunday, you are there every Sunday, I mean, you sometimes need some new faces to confirm what you are preaching. You see, people, if they look at your face every Sunday or every Friday or whatever day, sometimes they may happen to doubt what you're preaching. But if they see other faces coming and stress on the importance of the love of God, you see, when they emphasize what you are preaching to them, then they believe, their hope is revived, they gain confidence, they can take the gospel and run with it.
Good day, friends. This is Sam Mbele, that I just really want to introduce you to him as one of my very close friends. We've known each other for, what, about 11 years or so, Sam? 12 years. We met at a training time in northern KZN with Kia up in Manguzi in around about 2001. And Sam has always been involved in leadership training, coming to the various areas, interpreting, preaching. And he's got an awesome relationship with all the pastors, particularly up the South Coast. He works with Rod Scorpion, and his family live up the South Coast. So, yeah, just welcome, Sam, and
thank you.
We love you. Yeah,
thanks, bud.
We know you love the grace message as well, man. And that's your heart.
I've been preaching the gospel all my life. I was never employed anywhere else. Since I got born again in 1980, God spoke to me that I was gonna be preaching the gospel to the nations. So when I finished school, I started doing that. I was involved with the Assemblies of God churches. When Kia was one of my teachers at the Bible College at Hillcrest. So Kia used to come and visit me when I pastored a church up north in Manguzi. So it's how Africa Team was born. We joined up with Kia and we started preach into the bush the good news of the gospel. And then we went through to Mozambique, just a preacher of the gospel. I want to say what I've seen when I came to that conference, the Glory and Grace Conference. I saw a new thing altogether that I've never experienced with the leaders, my senior leaders at the New Covenant. I had to sit, we sat together with Rob, and then we shook hands, and then we had some good time together. To me, that made a real impact. For the guys here to reach out to our African guys with the message of grace, because it's the one thing that is misunderstood.
is the one thing that I feel our African churches need it the most. Somehow, even though other guys are born again, they are still afraid. They are not sure that the same grace that has saved them is the same grace that can carry them through. They are panicking, like maybe down the road he might fall. They don't trust, they don't depend on the grace of God because of some wrong teaching that was introduced to them. Most of them are still panicking. They are not comfortable with who they are in Christ. Even though they are in the church. Now, that makes church like a social club. That makes church like good friends that will bury me when I die. The church, at the very same time, we believe that the core is Christ. Like me, I believe there is no any other power. It's only the power that is in Christ. The message of grace really nullifies even the demonic world. I'm so comfortable to it, to that level, that I don't think that I can be hijacked by the enemy. I think I'm safe in grace. That's why I'm comfortable. So I think it's what our churches need now. The message of grace, the gospel of grace, is what our churches need. They need to be liberated, to be free, to be who they are in Christ. Now, so when I came to the church, I saw how people were receptive to the message of grace, and then the power of God was active in the church, and I felt that this is exactly what we need. We need guys to reach out to our churches in the coast, down in the coast, down in the Transkei, down in the Kokstad area. We are desperate. We really need the saving grace of God to release us from religion, set us free to be ourselves, to be who we are in Christ. It's all I could say.
Yeah, well, you've met some of my friends, and I'm now going to introduce you to some more of my good friends from Newcastle. They've traveled all the way down to be with us this morning and to share with us. I'd like to introduce Wilson and Lillian and Agrippa. Will you guys just stand up and just greet everybody? Yeah, welcome, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out. We know you've left your churches up there with a lot of work to come down here and share with us. Yeah. So, Wilson, come up, please. I just want to introduce Wilson to you. I've known Wilson for about, I probably met him about 7 years ago, through the guy you've just seen now, Sam, and Elliot, Sanjika. He was in the same church as Elliot at one stage. And since then, we've been working together in Osiswini, Madadeni, Newcastle, leadership training, and yeah, some awesome things have been happening there. And I want to say that Wilson is a man who doesn't build his own ministry. He's a man who builds the kingdom, and he's building it with Jesus, and he's a good man to work with, and awesome family. So, Wilson, welcome.
Thank you,
To our church, and yeah, just share your heart.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave.
Good morning, everybody. We thank the Lord that we can be here this morning. I've got four questions to answer here. The first question is, how did I meet Terry? I met Terry through Sam Bell that appeared up there. Because when he was a young man, him and Elliot, we were in the church together. I come from Peter Marisbeck. That's where I come from. And then the Lord called me, and then he called me to work with the farms. So if you have farms, then that's where I do the evangelism. and farms and rural areas. But I met Agrippa, I think it's 30 years ago now. We've been working together because the problem with people, they work for the movement. But the Lord didn't call me to work for the movement. But he called me to work in his kingdom. So I understood the kingdom that we need to take hands with all pastors and work together for the souls of men to reach out and save the souls. So the first question I have here, it says, tell us a bit about yourself. What are you enjoying to do? What I'm enjoying to do, I'm enjoying to plant churches first. And then second, I'm enjoying to teach. I'm a Bible teacher by calling. And I'm enjoying to develop new leaders. So there are new leaders that I've developed. If you come to Newcastle, I'll introduce you to them. They are there. And then these three things are the things that I enjoy most. At present, I'm helping in the Bible schools as well. We've got satellite Bible schools. We've got about six now. We've got two on Thursday, two on Friday, and two on Saturday. So we work to develop other people to be able to reach out to other people as well. And then the second question is, what is God doing in Newcastle? God is doing wonderful work in Newcastle. Towards the end of 2012, we were called to introduce to six schools. So we are also now reaching the schools. We've got a school ministry. So we need more workers to be involved in those schools to work together, because Satanism is very, very rife in the schools today. So the power of God is necessary to be there to really help the people. So God is helping us to reach the people with the gospel, and we see people who are demon-possessed being delivered from them. And we see the practical work that the Lord was doing in the Bible days. We see with our own eyes. There are people you can testify that God did this to me, God did this to me. So in Newcastle, God is working in a wonderful way. We are working to build the kingdom of God. And Osizweni area, we are trying, we are working hard there to unite the church, to say it's not only local churches, but there is a church in Osizweni. That's what we would like to see, that the church in Osizweni, like in the Bible days, we see there was church in Ephesus. There were not only local churches, but one church that speaks with one voice. And then the third question is, how Highway can best help us? I would say we have formed Osizweni Ministers Association to bring everyone, to accommodate everyone, so we can help the church, not only the church, but also to reach the community, to have some community projects. Community projects, we are still working on them, because we can see poverty, we can see people that they don't have training, they can't help themselves, they need job skills, they need abet, so people can be taught and to how to read and write, and also to do whatever can help them. So in terms of the ministry, the people need the gospel of grace, because that's the gospel. Grace can liberate the people from the tradition, because people are so hard on tradition, so they need to be liberated from that. And in terms of gifting,
We need people who can come and help us, maybe worship us, to train our people in worshiping, and also to train our people in even using instruments. And also we need also instruments, and we also need guidance and support and apostolic input, which Terry and the other teams, Mbele, they did when they came to Newcastle. And also the finance and resources, we need some backies to help take the people around, and we need a tent, a fully equipped tent. Maybe can be a 500-seater, where we will take a tent, maybe put it next to a certain church, and just reach out to the people there and also disciple those people and live with that pastor there. Because there were tents that came, but they didn't do good, because people, they were taking people to different churches. But we believe if we can put a tent next to a church and then win those people, disciple those people, and give to that pastor to care for them, that would be better. And finally, leadership training. Sometimes we lack material and we really need help in that area. We feel because of lack of help, the work in Newcastle is restricted. But whenever you can pray with us and help us, we believe what the Lord has laid in our hearts can be achieved. God bless you.
Thanks, Wilson. We want to pray for you guys a bit later. Graham, can you just maybe just roll those clips while I'm finishing off here? Yeah, so just once again, just to kind of sort of sum up, guys, the whole reason for today is you. You're the reason for today. And we want to just encourage you to show you that there are opportunities, that the guys that you'll be working with are amazing people, that it's not far, it's not going to take huge resources. You don't have to even take leave, generally, to work in the KZN area. You can leave on a Saturday morning, come back on a Sunday afternoon. You'll be an amazing blessing with whatever you can bring and whatever you can do. You can see the guys are saying, come, we need you. Please come and help us. Can we ignore that call? And we have so much to give. And so I want to encourage you. And yeah, as you see the stuff at the back here, you'll see South Coast, NC is for North Coast, SC is for South Coast, and then Newcastle. So as the clip was up, I believe have been passed around, won't you, yeah, just kind of slot your name in where you feel you would be a blessing and what God is saying to you. And then, you know, obviously we're not going to leave you in the lurch. I promise you, we commit to walk with you every step of the way. We're going to do some training next Saturday morning here from 9:30 to 11:30. In terms of whatever outreach teams go, we'll kind of connect with you. We'll handle the logistics with you. We'll pray with you. We'll make sure that you guys are comfortable in the fact that you're going to a place that you might not know. So, yeah, be free to chat with Wilson and Lillian and Agrippa. Be free to chat with Mutu, with Bill, and with myself after the meeting. Great.
Thanks, Terry. This was a significant sermon you got this morning. Because this wasn't just 5 points in a poem. This was five wells that we have input into. And the overflow of their success, we partake in that. We get to enjoy and benefit in the big picture of God's kingdom, what happens in all of these ministries that you heard about. There's meaningful relationships. And that's the primary thing. Because this is not just about looking for opportunities out there. Because there's lots. but to build with men where there's a track record, where there's integrity, where there's apostolic hearts being knit together, where there's meaningful ministry taking place. That is not just trying to bail the sea with a teaspoon, but where there's actually measurable, doable, achievable goals set in these outreaches, like Terry has shown this morning on the back of the notices. Those are real living places that we are able to partnership with. In terms of the preparation and equipping, if you want to come and hear a little bit next Saturday morning about what does it mean to go on an outreach trip? What can I expect when I get there? Who's going to look after me? What am I going to say? What do I do? How can little old me be of a benefit? Surely it's someone else's job. Let someone else do it. Well, if you come across next Saturday morning, you're not going to have to sign on the dotted line for anything, but you can come and hear what is involved practically, bite-sized chunks of getting the job done. So this is a significant morning. I believe it's part of why this church exists, is for the mission of the world to be reached. And this is our world right here. And I believe this church exists because we got such a wonderful message that shows how good God is. And we can do that with our children. We can do that as we disciple through life groups. We can do that as we meet on a Sunday. We do it as we meet with the young people, the teenagers in the church. But also, fifthly, we do it as we take opportunity of these outreaches. So I'm going to ask that as we bow our heads now, you just pray with me. A prayer that's, Lord, show me the part I have to play so that what's inside me won't go to the grave with me, but what's inside me will get used up in this generation, in this season. Lord, we do. We just thank you for this morning. We thank you for these precious men that have spoken and shared their hearts. Those on the DVD clip, Wilson and Mutu here with us physically this morning. And Lord, we thank you for the partnership with Bill and with Terry and with others here. But we want to say, God, we don't just want to see this job done by the experts. You empowered your church to be filled with the Holy Spirit for Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And Lord, this meeting this morning was almost like a micro glimpse of what that looks like. A church being filled and impacted by the Holy Spirit. But the rest of the book is they went, and they did, and they were led, and churches were planted, souls were saved, people came free, ministries were born. I want to pray, Father, for every person that's been here this morning, that just something would click in our hearts. That fruit would come now, Lord, as a result of this message. What is it that you've called us to do? And it is those who come to the training next week, Lord, I pray that future mission people, future Terrys, future Wilsons, future Mutis, future Bulls will be emerged in this house. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, just awesome time. Thank you so much for being with us today.